You're listening to Called the Homeschool, episode number 131, Having an Aim. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to this week's episode. Who here, by a raise of hands, is doing the No Yell November Challenge? Me, I am. Now, there may be some of you who have already mastered the habit of not yelling, and so good job. Way to go. Pat yourself on the back. I want to challenge you to find something else you could do instead and to just always be getting a little bit better, right? I have noticed that I can be quite critical. Just the other day, my daughter put on an outfit that she loved and she had on some shoes that I thought were quite hideous. So what did I do? I told her, those shoes remind me of Pee Wee Herman. I am not proud of this. I could have said 20 other nice things about her outfit, and instead I criticized the one thing that I didn't like. So for me, this November, that is what I will be working on, is instead of not yelling, which is a habit that I have been able to overcome, which is awesome, I will be working on now just being even a little bit better and working on not being critical and saying things like that. So I hope all of you will be joining me for this year's No Yell November Challenge. And if you already have mastered the habit of not yelling, I want to challenge you to replace it with a different habit instead, or something else you could overcome, right? Maybe you're too sarcastic or whatever it is that you do, being the victim or manipulate or something like that. Like, okay, I'm not going to do that for this month. So anyways, whatever it is, you just change out the word yell for whatever it is. And mine will be not being so darn critical. It can be a really good thing. I can always see what needs to be fixed, but I can also do things that other people do not enjoy when I point them out. So I hope you guys will enjoy, will join me next month, in a few weeks. When is that? That is, in a few weeks. Okay, so who here watches sports? I live with so many boys that watch so many sports and play sports and a lot of sports. I actually grew up with all girls, and I would be fine if I never watched a sporting event the rest of my life. But anyway, I know way too much about sports. So anyways, whether it is a basketball player trying to get a ball in a hoop, football players trying to get a ball across the line, or soccer players trying to get a ball in a net, people love watching people make the basket, get the touchdown, and so on. If you've ever seen a highlight reel, right, of top 10 plays of the day or something like that, it is amazing. It's like this amazing catch, this amazing throw, this amazing whatever, and it's actually pretty cool. So I see this. We are amazed at someone aiming at something and then achieving it. And we can see this in other places too, not just sports, right? So if you think about this with a food coach, sometimes they will showing people that if they will take aim with their food and aim with their exercise, right? Like do these movements, eat this way, do all this stuff. You can achieve a killer six pack. You can lower your body fat. You can do a pull up. You can be more flexible or just overall better health, right? You see with people who help others get organized. I love Instagram feeds of people like before and afters of organizing rooms and closets. I think it's so fascinating, right? Like here's this aim where you can have this high functioning pantry, this beautifully organized thing, right? And they're like, and I can show you how. So most of the time, a lot of people will cheer on others for getting what they were aiming for, right? Obviously, if you're rooting for the other team, you may not be thrilled when the other team gets a basket. But the idea of somebody winning and doing all of this stuff, a lot of times we're cheering, right? Think of how many sports fans are like, my team won, my team did amazing, just because they literally were taking aim to get a ball across the net, through a net, all those things, and they go wild over it, right? But every now and then, you will get people who like to tear others down. They give excuses like, well, they have better genetics. So that would be probably like somebody who's very athletic, right? And they can jump high and they're really agile, or somebody who does have a six pack, or somebody like that, like, well, they just got good genetics and I have terrible genetics, right? So excuses like that. Maybe they have excuses like, well, they just have more time to do that. Here are all the things I have to do. Why I could never do those things. I have a job. I have children. I homeschool. I do all these things. They have more money. Well, of course they can do it because they have all this money. So they can hire a trainer, or they can hire a nanny, or they could hire whatever, buy all these supplements, all these things. They have a supportive spouse. Well, of course they can do it because their spouse is cheering them on, or it's fine if they buy this or go get a massage or something like that, right? They basically, you're saying that this person doesn't have all my obstacles. So you see this every now and then. I've totally been guilty of this before, of seeing something of like, well, yeah, but they haven't had seven kids, so of course they can look like that, right? But it caught me off guard a few weeks ago when this happened to me. I ran ads every now and then, and I had an ad going about five steps. I don't know, remember the exact name. Five simple steps of creating peace in your homeschool. And this is just the freebie on my website. So I would add to just get something free. Wasn't even selling anything, just like, hey, here's something free. And if you do want it, it's on my website. It's a free download. And so how to create peace in your homeschool. It's five simple tips. And anyway, my lovely friend Candace from Elegant Images, if you ever get a chance to use her, please do. She is amazing. She took some beautiful pictures of a few of my kids and me. And that was the cover of the ad, was myself sitting with two of my babies, with my, how old, 13 and 10-year-old, and we were all dressed nice, our hair was combed, and we were sitting in nature reading a book. So all the comments were tearing the picture down. And when I say all, literally all the comments were ripping this picture apart. They made fun of everything about it. Comments, I deleted it quickly, so I did not write down the comments because I didn't really want to keep it. But the idea was they were saying that there's no way your homeschool looks like this. Oh yeah, hey kids, let's go get our nice clothes on and go read books in the woods. So I quickly deleted it while I made a game plan. It totally caught me off guard of people attacking this nice picture of just my kids and me sitting there reading a book. And so I've had a few weeks to think about it and really question, like, was there truth to what I was saying? Am I putting out this false reality? Is it fake? Is it super phony? Is it like all these things? Like, okay, is there truth to what they're saying? And this is what I have decided. First, you're right. My homeschool never looks like that picture. But the intent of my ad was not to say that this is what your homeschool should look like. The intent of my ad was to create a feeling and an atmosphere in your home. Second, the picture to me created a feeling of peace and beauty. And that is what I'm trying to show you how to create. That is like my aim. That is like a fitness coach who's like, hey, look, I'm super muscly. I'm super defined. You can do this too. That to me was a sports athlete saying, hey, I can show you how to run faster. I can show you how to lift harder, do a pull up. I can show you how to jump and do all these amazing things. This is what I can show you how to do, right? Somebody who's organized. This is how I show what can I can show you how to do. So to me, that picture was the end goal, an aim, that feeling of peace. It may not always look like that because usually we're not all showered and don't have our makeup on and we're probably not in dresses. But the reality is that sometimes we do go into the woods and read books. We just may have on different clothes. And so if you could take out the idea of that we were in our church clothes and we were in sweats or just our regular jeans and t-shirts, that picture is an aim of what is possible to create for your family. And for some reason, these people felt like tearing it down. Other ways that you can create this peace and this atmosphere that may not be out in the woods, right, is snuggled up together on a couch. It may look like laughing at your favorite story. So to me, this picture was just an aim of a feeling that you can create in your home. Why people felt like it was a good idea to attack that? I really don't know. And if I really wanted to, I could get in their models and I could make up ideas and suggestions and all these things. And I could go down a path of beating myself up and all these beating myself up or even thinking negatively about them and all those types of things. But I'm not going to get stuck on why they would say that or do that. I know for me, if I feel like, I don't know that I would ever post it, but I know I've definitely thought it when I've seen something. And it always comes from jealousy or insecurity. So whatever their reason they did it, I don't know. But that's for me, it's usually jealousy or an insecurity. But this has given me a lot of time and perspective to really think, like, was that picture deceiving? Was it me trying to pretend to be this amazing human that, like, oh, you can be skipping through the fields with your kids? Funny thing is I totally do skip through the fields and we do crazy stuff with my kids and I run in the woods. I don't always have a photographer with me. So yes, we totally got ready and we had a photographer so I could have these pictures embody the message that I'm trying to share, that your homeschool really can be peaceful, can be fun, and be joyful. I don't have a professional photographer following me around all the time. So yes, I did schedule something so that somebody could help me create what it is I'm trying to tell you and teach you of how to do. So as I thought a lot about this, I've decided I will continue to share how I keep a peaceful home and teach my kids to be hardworking, amazing humans. I will continue to be a light and show you that amazing families do exist, and I will continue to teach you how to do the same. I know I've had other people inspire me to be better and to do better and to see what is possible, not just in life, right? But like in my family, like this is possible to have awesome families. It's possible to like your teens. It's possible to communicate well. It's possible to have fun. And I will not let some negative ladies stop me from continuing to inspire you guys of what is possible. So I just want to say I love you guys. I will continue to be as authentic as I can. If there is a beautiful picture, just know that was scheduled. But it's the message behind it or the feeling I'm trying to help you realize what is there. And that I love you guys and I hope you have an amazing week and I will talk to you next time.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.